friends, we are continuing our series of Shi'urim in the amazing Sefer Ben Lo Shri, and the Mechaber promises to daven for those who are learning and spreading his Torah. So we should be zochet that the Tzaddik of Ranana's tefillahs on our behalf should be answered letova. We are on page Shin Sadi Gimel, Parshas Toldos. Vayish Esav Ish Yodei Atzayid. This shir should be a schus for Yedid Nafshi, Elchanan Meir ben Chaya Rochel. He and his entire family should have tremendous bracha b'atzlacha b'chol ma'aseh yadayim. Vayihi Esav Ish Yodei Atzayid, and Esav was a person who knew how to hunt. The rabbis tell us in Vayikra Rabba 11:7, Kol Makom Shenamar Vayihi Ein Olel Tzara. Whenever it says Vayihi, Vayihi denotes Tzara. Tzarech lahavim, we have to understand ma'wa tzara shaleh romes kan. What is the tzara that the pasuk is alluding to here? V'ulai, maybe the tzara is. What is so bad? What is the distress? Ashayador shafu kolkach shechashvu asesav arashel ish. The generation was so low, was so decadent, that they thought that Esav harasha was an ish, was an important person. Alkein hemid balatamim tachas amila ish tevir. And therefore, the trap under ish is a tevir. Ish. Why? Because that separates it from the next word, Yodea. Rather, the word Ish is connected to the words before it. Vayihi Esav Ish. Shetzara haisa mashechasu as Esav li'ish. The tzara was that they thought Esav was an Ish. And if you're going to ask me, so why in fact does the Torah tell us that? If they called him an Ish in an inappropriate way. Like, why is the Torah telling us this information? Why do we have to know that he was an ish, even though they called him, they thought he was an ish, even though he wasn't? And the answer is, Shimaya nichna tachas yankev avinu haya yochol bemes lios ish. Had he subordinated himself to Jacob, then he could have been an ish. He could have been a great man. Aval b'pchiras hara kilkel hakol, but with his bad choice, he messed up everything. V'alkei nichtav shekru ish, and therefore it's written that they called him an ish. V'gam b'hi ish, Shiruach HaKodesh Mitzta'eres Al Kach. The Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, has tsar about this. And Yeshlomer Shirashi Tevos Yodei Atzayid Ish Sadeh Gematria Es. If you take the Rosh Tevus of Yodei Atzayid Ish Sadeh, you'll get Gematria S. How is that? Because Yud is 10, and Tzadi is 90, that's 100, and Aleph is 1, that's 101, and then Shin is 300, that's 401. That's Gematria S, which is 401. Hainu Chaf Beis Osios Tarasenu HaKadosh Yishasek Bem Yaakov Avinu Achiv. So these are the S is Aleph to Tav. So Yaakov was involved in Torah, which is from Aleph to Tav. And Esav abandoned the Torah, come of war bil kumolam, shesav shosha miolam ato, valkeina kol masav behester. As our rabbis teach us, that Esav comes from this spiritual world, the olam hato, the world of desolation, and therefore his deeds were done in privacy. This is a Kabbalistic idea. Rav Kook talks about the his generation, the neshamas me'olam hatohu. These are neshamas that can be fixed, but on the surface they're not so great. V'lechein osak b'pulos hatzayid, and therefore he involved himself in actions of hunting. Lasos mokshim lichios ulisaser shalo yiruhu. He was involved in hunting because he made traps for chayos, lechayos ulihisaser, and he hid. Shelo Yeru, in other words, his very profession, his vocation, was one of trickery, trying to trick the animals into being hunted down. And when they come close to the trap, they're going to fall in. And he'll grab them. And he'll grab them. Same thing. When you work the field, when you plant, you throw seeds in the ground, good seeds of wheat, and then you throw on them fertilizer, and it doesn't look like anything good's going to come out of it. What are you throwing away those good seeds you can eat? It looks like shigon, like craziness. אך כשמסחיל לצמוח ומיגר אין אחד יוצא שיבולת שלמה זה מפרין אז גל המשאי בניסטר כוונס עזריע. However, when it starts to grow, and from one seed, you see an entire sheaf of wheat, or sheaf of wheat. So retroactively, it's revealed what was hidden in the planting. V'chein imesav v'chinas olam ato, nichnal yankif, shehu osik b'tara kadosh olam atikun, az gam ato mekabel tikun. So if Esav, who comes from the world of Tohu, of desolation, subordinates himself to Jacob, who learns Torah and he comes from the world of Kedusha, the world of Tikkun, the world of fixing. As Gama Tol Mekabel Tikkun. So then the desolation is fixed. Kamo Shia Lasid Lava, like it will be in the future. Afilu Ilani Srak Yasu Peros. Even barren trees will make fruits, like we see in the Gemara at the end of Mesechet Ketubot. Aval Esav Halach Beshrius V'taybos Libo. But Esav went in the ways of his, the whims of his heart. Veratza Largos Yaakov, and he wanted to kill Jacob, in order that God should be compelled to choose him. Like the commentators explain why Cain intended to kill Hevel. Not only did he intend to do it, he did it. And therefore, he remained in the world of Tohu. He remained in desolation, he remained in darkness. Ach Yaakov Ish Tam. That in a certain way of figuring out gematrias, a mem sofit, a mem stuma, counts for their numerous ways of doing gematrias. And one of them is that a mem stuma will count for 600. And if that's true, Yaakov is an Ish Tam. So what's the gematria of Tam? Tav is 400. Mem is 600. Mem Sofit is 600. So that's 1,000. 400 and 600 is usually 1,000. Abudasa Haisa Lahachzer Kol Olam Alufo Shel Olam. Elef is 1,000. Elef symbolizes the Alufo Shel Olam. The master of the world, the champion of the world. We are the champions. We are the champions. There's no room for losers. We are the champions of the world. It was a very, very popular song in the 1970s. And for better or for worse, it plays in my head sometimes. Because in modern Hebrew, the word aluf means a champion. But in the Sfar HaKadoshim, Elef symbolizes Hashem. Hashem is the alufo shel olam. He is the master of the world, the chief of the world. There's a chief rabbi, and then there's the chief of the chiefs, the Melech Malchei Melachim. So Ish Tam is Gematria Elef. Yoshev Afilu Bizman Shehei B'Madrega Ktana, Ki Yoshev Namuch Me'Ha'amud. So it says that Yaakov is an Ish Tam Yoshev Ohalim. Why is he sitting? Because he's lowering himself. Even when he's on a low level, he wants to lower himself. Ohalim, the tents, he was a Yoshev Ohalim. Heiras kol ha'olamos. V'yoholim iloshim b'hilo ne'ro ale roshi. Sheperusho or. Ohel, the word heilamid, like for example in Hebrew they say ahila. Ahila is that a person has around them a certain aura. An aura, a human energy field, a colored emanation that people have around them. This is a paranormal. These are things that tzaddikim can see and understand, and I'm not one of them. But that's what the word hila means. So hey lamed, that's light. That's why hallel is praise, but also on Hanukkah we say hallel. Hilchos hallel on Hanukkah, because the word hallel, hey lamed, means light. So even though you would think that Hilchos Hallel of the Rambam shouldn't be in Hilchos Chanukah, you can put them much earlier. I'm saying, there's already, you can put it in Hilchos Yantiv already, we say Halan Yantiv, but it relates specifically to Chanukah. Chanukah is the holiday of lights, now Chanukah is around the corner, Shchodesh Kislev, so already the lights of Chanukah are already beginning to shine in our souls. So when it says Ohalim, the root of Ohalim is the Heilamit, is the lights. So Yaakov Avinu shined all the world, Yoshev Ohalim, Ish Tam Tam, 1,000 Alufa Shalolam. Yoshev, he made himself very low. Ohalim, and he shined in all the world. It's beautiful. Okay. Let us continue, sweet friends. Vayigdalu ha-ne'arim vayhi Esav, and the lads got older, and Esav was, Rashi explains, when they were young, nobody really paid much attention to what they were doing. But when he became 13 years old, this guy went to the Beis Medrash, and this guy, not this guy, Yaakov Avinu went to the Beis Medrash, and Esav went to the Beis Avodah Zarah, went to the idol houses. And first it says that nobody paid any attention to them. Nobody noticed, but Yaakov was already in the Beis Medrash. And Esav did evil deeds. But people weren't really noticing. Oh, they're just kids. So Rashi should have concluded. Then they noticed. So why does Rashi say that when they were ketanim, nobody noticed them? And then when they were 13, Yaakov went to the Beis Medrash and Esav went to the Beis Avodah Zarah. Should have said no. As long as they were young, nobody noticed them. And now they noticed. But the Yaakov was in the Beis Medrash all along. Esav was not in the Beis Medrash all along. So what does Rashi mean? Veshlomar behektim divrei harav hakadosh rav meir mipar mishlan. I would like to start by telling you a vort of Rabbi Meir mipar mishlan. Who is this great man, Rav Meir mipar mishlan? It's good sometimes to know the history of the tzaddikim of Chassidus. So Rav Meir mipar mishlan lived from approximately the year 1780. So we're already talking about the very beginning of Chassidus, until the year 1850. And he was known as a big Baal Mofes. And there are hundreds of stories about him and his miracles and his Ruach HaKodesh. And he had a son and five daughters. And that's Rav Meir mipar mishlan in a word. So anyway, this Rav Meir mipar mishlan, this great tzaddik in Baal Mofes, says the following words, that the Mechaber says at the beginning of Shulchan Aruch, Yischil Yisgaber Ka'ari Lakom Meshmeres La'avodas Hashem Yisbarach, that the Mechaber starts off Shulchan Aruch by saying, you know how you're supposed to start your day? You get up like a lion. And the Ramah adds, and when you go to sleep at night, you also have to know who you're sleeping in front of. So the Mechaber is talking about Dini Hashkamas HaBoker. So what's the Ramah telling us here in this psak of the Shulchan Aruch? You get up like a lion. Why is the Ramah telling us about going to sleep? Tell us how to go to sleep in Hilchos Kriya Shema Lamita. So answers the Tzaddik, Rav Meir mipar mishlan, that what the Ramah is trying to tell us is that if you go to sleep like a horse, you're not going to get up like a lion. And if you go to sleep like a yid, who knows how to go to sleep, that you know you're in front of God, then you're going to get up like you're supposed to get up. The Ramah is essentially telling us, you know how you're going to get up like a lion? When you go to sleep properly. Don't go to sleep like a horse. Don't go to sleep like a donkey. Go to sleep, you know in front of whom you're standing. And then you'll be able to get up properly. So this hanhaga of going to sleep properly really relates to getting up in the morning. And it's giving us good advice. You want to get up properly in the morning. When you go to sleep at night, go to sleep properly. Know who you're going to sleep in front of. So to hear, if the young men are hanging out in the fields and in the forests until 13, then when they get to become 13 years old, so they're not going to start being tzaddikim and keeping mitzvahs. It doesn't really work that way. Rather, what are they going to do? They're going to do not such good things. So parents have to be very careful with their children. before they're 13. And then they'll be zocha, just like you go to sleep properly, you get up properly. You want a good bar mitzvah boy, make sure you treat him, you teach him well until he's bar mitzvah. And that's what Chazal are telling us here. That when it comes to chinuch, don't be a bal bitachon. Don't say, ah, Hashem will take care of it. You have Avraham Avinu, his son is Yitzchak. What type of son is Yitzchak going to have? How can a great son? And yet, Esav came out. Why did Esav come out? You know why? Because Kozman Shayiktanim Einad Medaktik B'Maaseim. Rashi's giving us a little bit of Musar here in raising our children. Don't say, oh, he's just a kid, don't worry about it. We'll start worrying about him when he becomes bar mitzvah. No, no, no. No, no, and no. Already when he's young, you have to be medaktik b'maaseihem. And that's what Rashi's telling us. When he was young, nobody was careful about them. Nobody was paying much attention. And then memela, when they became 13 years old. He didn't say now they started paying attention. But when they became 13 years old, zeh pirush the beis hamedrash, zeh pirush l'avodah zarah. Could be that Esav wasn't into avodah zarah beforehand, but since nobody was paying attention to him until he was 13, he wasn't getting the proper attention. When he became 13, he was parish l'avodah zarah. But had the chinuch been more strict and rigid, they'd have more authority, then Esav wouldn't have turned into an Esav. So we're always very, very careful not to be critical of the avos unless it's explicit in the Torah or in Chazal, and even afterwards we still stand b'yiras kavod. These are people who are on levels we can't imagine, but the Torah hiv alomad anu tzrichim, that's why it was given to us, so we should learn lessons. And the lesson, of course, is to pay attention to the education of your kids from day one. We have in the Mishnah, Rishu ben Chananya, Asher Yoladito, that his mother would bring him to the Beis Medrash to hear the Kol Torah. So already you should start when they're young. His mother brought him when he was a baby. Okay, sweet friends, there's a lot more to say on this parasha. The Tzadik Miranana goes on and on and on and on and on. So much beautiful, beautiful Torah. So I'm hoping Hashem gives us life and health and everything we need, and the Rizocha to continue and learn more together. It's so exciting. Turning the pages here and seeing how much there is to do. Okay. Shalom, shalom, sweetest.